This is Mistress Delia, here to talk to you about Subdrop, which is what I would call the submissive hangover. Let's say you've just had a wonderful BDSM session with me. Maybe I've teased you for hours, brought you to the edge more times than you can count. My strap-on maybe has been deep inside your ass, and finally, as you lay there, blubbering and begging me just to let you come, I stroked that cock until it exploded and had you eat up what seemed like a gallon of cum. During our session, you reached that nirvana of subspace. But now that it's over, you are feeling empty. Oh, my pet, that is Subdrop. Do you know what causes Subdrop? Well, when I get you to that special feeling of subspace, endorphins and all kinds of other great stuff are flowing through your body, awakening all the pleasure centers in your brain. Those things are also what let your body take more. Ever notice how you can take more of a spanking or teasing after a warm-up? You feel fatigue, aches, pains, and worst of all, sadness. You may even have feelings of shame, or like what you did was really, really wrong. It can happen right after the scene is over or days later. So what can we do to help you through this? I love aftercare. It is so important. With my husband Jack, this usually happens right after a very intense scene. He has described it as having to find his way back, like falling down a rabbit hole. So I stick close by him and just speak softly to him, tell him what a great sub he is and how hot the session was. He also gets really cold. Or maybe that session was just so intense that those shivers are orgasmic aftershocks. So I cover him up with a blanket. With other submissives, this might not hit until a couple of days later, so I like to make sure I check in every couple of days to make sure they're okay and let them know how much fun I had with them to find out how they're feeling. See, I'm not a hardcore mistress all the time. If you would like to discuss Subdrop and a Subdrop kit or plan, call Mistress Delia 800-601-6975.